Hello there. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And I want to just begin today's prayer by saying, you are loved, you are died for, you have been redeemed, your Savior loves you so much. And sometimes we just need to be reminded of that. I know for me, I've had a hard time even really understanding that God loves me. And I can say it to you very easily. Sometimes it's really hard for me to feel it. So maybe you just need that reminder today. And we're in Proverbs chapter 26, verses 15 through 28 in the ESV. And this is what it says. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish. It wears him out to bring it back to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. Whoever meddles in a quarrel not his own is like one who takes a passing dog by the ears. Like a madman who throws firebrands, arrows, and death is the man who deceives his neighbor and says, "I'm only joking." For lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no whisperer, quarreling ceases. As charcoal to hot embers and wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome man for kindling strife. The words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels. They go down into the inner parts of the body. Like the glaze covering an earthen vessel are fervent lips with an evil heart. Whoever hates disguises himself with his lips and harbors deceit in his heart. When he speaks graciously, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Though his hatred be covered with deception, his wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. Whoever digs a pit will fall into it, and a stone will come back on him who starts it rolling. A lying tongue hates its victims, and a flattering mouth works ruin. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this passage begins with sluggards, and so I do pray for that we would be industrious folks today, that we would do the things that you've called us to do, that we would have energy through the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, I know as someone who has faced burnout and who feels a bit of it right now, that it's your strength that is made perfect in my weakness. And so I pray that for my friend listening today, that if they can't imagine going through another day and working another day, I pray you just give them the strength they need to continue that. Lord, the rest of this passage is all about the tongue, and it's about people who deceive with their mouths and conceal their love. They pretend. These are faker people who pretend to love, and maybe they do that to get attention, or they do that to connive their way into someone's life as an imposter. But you have some pretty sharp words for folks like that. So Lord, first I pray that you would root out in our own hearts any gossip, any slander, any ways that we've treated others this week where we haven't been honest with what we're really feeling. Lord, it's always easy to pray for those people outside of ourselves who have done wrong to us, but it's harder still to pray that you would search us and know our hearts and see if there's any hurtful way in us and lead us in the way everlasting. So Lord, I ask you to search my heart and search my words and the way that I have talked. And so Lord, we determine today by the power of your Spirit to speak life to people and to speak health and joy and love and just to bring light into the darkness with our words. Lord, help us to love and walk alongside and navigate those who are prone to gossip. And Lord, I know for me, it's not always been easy. And of course, I confess that I have done that as well. I have gossiped. But usually it goes away if someone walks away. And so, Lord, give us the strength we need to walk away from it today, to just not add fuel to the fire. And these words are so much like that. The more we talk, the more, it says in verse 21, as charcoal to hot embers and wood to the fire, so is a quarrelsome man for kindling strife. Lord, we don't want to be people who kindle strife. We want to kindle love. We want to kindle relationship. We want to set on fire goodness and not a destructive tongue and not a destructive relationship. So Lord, help us also to be honest with the way we deal with others. And if we have hatred in our hearts, to actually confess it to you and to let your Spirit work through us so that we no longer have that in our hearts, because it's not good. It causes anger and wrath and bitterness. And the longer we let it harbor in our hearts, the longer the road is back to you. And so, Lord, we don't want to have anything but in between you and us. So, Lord, if we're bitter, would you please calm that part of us and help us to relinquish that bitterness to you? I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You're such a blessing to me. Hey, if you could leave a quick review on iTunes or Stitcher, like 1 to 2 sentences. And if you're too tired, you can actually just rate the podcast. It's 0 to 5 stars, or actually 1 to 5 stars. And if you like it, then give it a 5-star rating. If you hate it, then don't listen anymore. But you can also give it a 1-star rating too. So thanks so much. That'll just help other people get to know the podcast and help them find it. So thanks so much and have a great day.